Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone. I don't know where that came from. Singing in intros again. It must mean I'm feeling better. So before I get into this episode, how are you? Have you checked in with yourself? Gotten honest with yourself? Like, how are you? There's a lot going on. There's a lot coming at us. This is like 382 day of quarantine and who knows how much longer it's going to be and what life is going to look like for a minute. But with that, the next level of self-care is really checking in with yourself. How are you? And being honest. And it's okay if one day you're on top of the world and then the next day you're bawling your eyes out. It's okay if one moment you're like, yes, I can do this. And then the next moment you're like, ugh, shit, I can't. Life sucks. Whatever it may be, your emotions come and go. Ride those waves. It's not a fun time right now for everyone. It's not. You can find moments of fun, pockets of fun, pockets of connection, pockets of growth, pockets of whatever you may need right now. But in generally, there's a lot going on, a lot serious of generally, there is a lot of seriousness going on, and it's valid. It's all valid, but just because there's seriousness doesn't mean you have to forget being playful or having fun or finding those moments of joy and laughter, which is much needed in a time of stress. And I can go on and on about that. Last week's mini episode was all about finding those moments of fun and capitalizing it. It was short, sweet. But today I want to talk about mindset. So I had the pleasure of being interviewed on Still Standing Together podcast. It is yet to be released, but we talk about mindset a lot. And with that, I wanted to share some tips and tricks that I have learned over my own experience of transition and feeling like the universe is throwing curveball after curveball after curveball at me and all of that and throwing me off my kilter and transforming and being resilient and being capable in times where I don't feel it. And I really, really have to be honest with you guys. I know, really, said it triple times now. But there are many, many, many moments where I don't feel confident. I don't feel resilient. I don't feel capable. I don't feel like my voice matters. I don't feel like I can speak my truth. And I don't feel like I can feel whatever emotion I'm feeling because then that makes me weak, which are all limiting beliefs that I have mastered largely over time, but they still keep coming up. So when there are moments I'm getting praise and being told how confident, resilient, brave, whatever it may be, powerful, calm, patient, those are actually moments when I don't feel internally like I am. And it's the universe's little nudge being like, hey, take ownership of this. Like, you are doing amazing. You are capable. And look how far you've grown. So with that, Friday was really, really hard for me. Someone said something that triggered me. And it was, the dam just broke. And I had a conversation with my coach, but I was also walking, and there was a moment where I was sitting on the curb in front of someone's house and I knew there was a dog watching me because I heard him bark earlier when I stopped. And I was just bawling my eyes out because I was just feeling like shit, feeling like a failure, feeling like I couldn't do anything right, and feeling like no matter what I have done to this point, didn't matter because someone else said something that took me right back to feeling like I'm not good enough and that I'm a F up, essentially. And so I was talking with my coach and she reflected back to me how much I have grown because I was able to articulate what triggered me. And then I was able to articulate the story and the emotion that was coming up behind it for me. That I was being vulnerable and using my voice and to look how far I have come. Which was a great perspective for me to hear and reflect back because of how much work I have done in that realm of vulnerability, owning my emotions, feeling them, and then communicating them in a way where I can decipher them and be in reaction rather reactive to it. Because I very much strive to be in reaction instead of reactive to something. Although I feel like that's incorrect wording right there, but you get what I mean. I'd rather be able to understand something and take action from it instead of feeling like I'm lashing out of reactiveness and not taking a moment to hear my emotions. And so with riding the wave of emotions, that's how it is some days, moment to moment, hour to hour, minute to minute. But it's all real and necessary for us to learn and grow. There's a lot going on. We are forced to essentially face ourselves right now. Face what's not working. Face stuff, really scary things, getting control of our life, seeing how we can shift and maneuver and set ourselves up for once we can be around each other again, for when we can start creating a new normal after this, because the old way of being before Corona is never going to exist again. Maybe 100 years from now, maybe not. Maybe 10 years from now, probably not, because now we're realizing how much health is so important to everyone, no matter how old you are. And health also doesn't mean your physical health alone. It means your mental health, your spiritual health, all of it. It's all together. It's all working together. It's all working off of each other. And if one's out of alignment, then they're all out of alignment. And now I said I wanted to talk about mindset and give you some tips and tricks. But I think it's really important to who's ever listening is to also, one of the things that makes people mentally strong is being able to flow through their emotions and take ownership of the fact that, hey, right now I'm not okay. This is what's going on. This is what I'm telling myself. This is how I feel, and just hold space for me because we can't always fix things. Not every emotion has a solution. Let me repeat that. Not every emotion has a solution. Sometimes you just have to feel it and let it move on. Like the rain, like the clouds, like the wind, feel it in the moment, and then it's off to another. It's shifting. It's ever changing. And you are not your emotions. You have emotions. So it's okay if you feel anxiety. Name it. Talk to someone about it. Write it out. Journal. Talk to yourself about it. go on, maybe even go on and do an Instagram live or create a TikTok for it, because everyone is feeling anxiety right now. And in the conversation I was having with the speaker on Still Standing Together, she has had her own journey. She's actually been on here before for Built Brave, Daniela. And she was on her own journey of anxiety. And it's the people like her who the world needs right now to teach us how to flow through anxiety. Because the people who we perceived as strong and structured are struggling right now, because now they're being faced with something that is taking what they could control, their structure, away, and not knowing how to handle it, how to navigate that. And so I wouldn't say I've been an anxious person, so that's why I've said, like, we need her, like me especially, because there are some things where I'm like, oh, this is what I can learn from you. Great. Awesome. Perfect. Beautiful. But with the mindset, honoring your emotions, you know, journaling about them. I had another guest on here, Melissa from Ohm Brewers. She even gave us a suggestion about the fear list, something that she learned, and I don't know who she learned it from, but writing down all the fears you have, and then on a paper next to it, or you draw a line down the middle and write next to each fear, what are actions you can take? And that gives you some sort of control that you do have control. Because we all do have control. And it's just switching our idea of what that looks like. We can't control outside sources. We can control ourselves. We can navigate and learn how to leverage whatever emotion we have, whatever mindset we have, giving us the space we need to grow and learn so we can be space for other people as they grow and learn. Which is what everyone needs right now, is not only to hold space for yourself, but to hold space for others. We are seeing amazing things happen in a time of so much turmoil and chaos and uncertainty. And it's beautiful to watch and witness and be a part of, and me doing my own part in my own little way that's unique to me, so that, you know, someone else's day got a little brighter because I used my voice and told them. So telling people what you're grateful for is also a great way for you to be grounded and shift your mindset, to be able to feel empowered instead of disempowered. And that's what a lot of us are feeling, disempowered, myself included, and that's valid. And you hear me a lot saying that's valid. Whatever is up for you is valid because it's real for you. You're the one who spends the most time with you. Your emotions, feelings, fears, dreams, aspirations, inspirations, motivations, decisions are yours, and they're valid because they are yours. They don't have to be the same as mine. They don't have to be the same as your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner's, your children, your parents, the guy across the street, that I don't even know, whoever you cross paths with. Your emotions don't have to match what everyone else's emotions are or someone else's emotions. And if they don't match, it doesn't mean you are less of a person, or that your opinion is less than, or that your value is less than. No, it's up for you. It's valid and it's important. And it's something that you get to grow through and figure out how you can shift and navigate. Because there are so many emotions happening in this moment. Whether you're listening to this podcast right now or listening to me speak in this podcast, there was moments when even talking about what I went through on Friday still brings tears to my eyes, which is an indication to me that I got to sit with that and be a safe space to be able to feel what it is exactly that I'm feeling and release it, name it, speak it, let it go. So that way it's no longer a triggering pain point, rather a blessing and lesson that I can teach and use and leverage as I move forward with my life, as I show you guys what to do and what I'm doing, not necessarily showing you what to do, just giving you options and be like, hey, here, I am trying this. This is what I've tried. This is what works for me. This is also what I've tried and it doesn't work for me. And you guys get to experiment to figure out what works best for you. Not everything is cookie cutter. No, not one person is a cookie cutter version of someone else. Last I checked, cloning did not mean an exact replica. Maybe DNA, maybe the looks, maybe the physiology, but mentally, it's not a proven science that you can clone someone's consciousness. Maybe they just haven't announced it yet because everything's going on. I don't know. But to me, I have yet to discover that or have someone share that. Be like, yo, here we go. Maybe you'll send me someone who will be like, oh, actually, here it is. Maybe, maybe not. But with that, I mean, now that I went off on a tangent, it's just really important to me that whoever is listening, that you know you're not alone, that we're all going through a mindset gym, that you have tools and resources available to you. You can DM me on Instagram and I would be happy, more than happy to help, because, you know, mindset is my jam. And support you in creating a mantra during this time, like dissecting what you are telling yourself, so that way you can start in using an empowering affirmation. Like, maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. Sometimes I stumble over my words. And I would used to say that words are hard every time I stumbled over my words. And then I got to sitting here thinking, being like, hold up. I'm creating all of these affirmations, and if these affirmations are what I tell myself, and I keep reaffirming a belief and story and pattern, then of course words are going to be hard if that's my automatic thought. And that's automatically what I tell myself. So now, how do I switch that? Well, change out a simple word. Words are easy. So every time I stumble over my words, I say words are easy. And I even say it aloud. I started saying it aloud in front of people too. And I didn't care. I got a few laughs, a few chuckles. It broke up the tension, whatever. It shifted things. And maybe people thought I was weird. I don't care. But I wanted to hear myself. The whole intention was to hear myself say it aloud instead of just thinking it. So I was thinking it and saying it, that words are easy. So now every time I stumble over my words, if I stumble over my words, words are easy. They're easy. So what? It's part of the human condition. We stumble, we fall, we shift, we pivot, we try new things, and we keep moving forward, because if we're not moving forward, we're essentially dead, right? So yeah, words are easy. And that's just a simple one. There are many, many different things and phrases you are probably telling yourself that do not serve you and hold you back, where if you took just maybe a couple word shift in that same negative mantra or disempowering mantra that you've been saying to yourself, that you can flip it into an empowering one. It's really simple and easy. And it's a small step you can take to start feeling like you're in control and shifting your mindset and seeing the momentum that comes from it. and how you build and grow and how other things shift in your life because you decided to change one simple habit. And it cost you nothing. It did. It cost you nothing. You can write it down, put it everywhere, decide, whatever it may be. But it's really simple. It is really easy. And it is one of the fastest tools to rewrite your brain and belief and patterns that are holding you back instead of thriving and feeling empowered during a time when there's so much uncertainty going on. And it's challenging to make decisions, but we got to make decisions and just go with it and hope for the best, because that's all we can do right now. It's all we can do. And, you know, just know you're not alone. Everyone is with you. Everyone is going through some version of what you are going through, or has gone through some version of what you are going through. So ask the universe to bring you those role models, bring you those mentors, show you examples to start collecting evidence that it is possible for you to flip things around and take control of your life and feel like you're in control of your life and make decisions and create a mindset that supports you to see opportunities in a time where people are afraid. Because there are so many opportunities around us that no one knows about. And all we have to be willing to do is pause and just look. So with that, guys, let me know what your new mantras are, how I can serve you. DM me, message me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm doing a week challenge, so the posts are going to be a little different this week about sharing pieces of me. So just share some pieces of you on those posts. And I will see you Thursday. So with that, guys, have some fun. Give yourself some love and some street cred for how amazing, capable, resilient, brilliant, beautiful, smart, intelligent you are. Because you've done hard things. You will still be able to do hard things. And you will become stronger for it. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.